Back in November, when General Motors announced it was closing five plants, including the one at White Marsh in Baltimore County, local union leaders said they'd put up a fight. But now the GM has announced the plant's last day will be May 4th. The labor leaders seem resigned to their fate and that of nearly 300 workers about to lose their jobs. WYPR's Tom Flynn reports on what happens to those workers and what happens to the building.
In November, Guy White, the United Auto Workers shop chairman at White Marsh, was defiant.
We're not about to just walk away from these jobs. These are good jobs.
Now he sees the plant and the workers there as pawns in GM's corporate strategy.
In my opinion, what they're doing right now with these plants, it's a 21st century form of a lockout. So I think that they did this to gain leverage at the negotiating table.
But Trevor Tompkins, a GM spokesman in Detroit, says those employees may be able to stay with the company.
So our salary employees will have opportunities to move to other locations, or they'll be presented with opportunities to retire. We have opportunities for about 2,700 people at our other facilities across the United States in areas that are making primarily trucks, SUVs, and crossovers.
Still, that doesn't help Kip Hinton, a contract employee whose wife has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. He can't transfer, and he'll lose his health insurance.
So far as benefits, health benefits, that's why I'm out here doing this, because of my wife. I need their benefits more than I need their money, trust me. The type of MRI she gets with Contrast is about $3,000. You know, she needs one of those every year. The medication that she takes, a 30-day supply is $14,000.
Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, whose district includes the White Marsh plant, invested a lot of political capital in his votes to bail out U.S. auto manufacturers during the 2008 recession. And now he's fuming.
General Motors turned their back. It was corporate greed. We're USA first, and we bailed you out $50 billion. For people like me that voted to keep them here, you know, I was got a lot of criticism. You don't do that, and that's not America, and that's what they've done.
And on that theme, shop chairman White says it's simple. GM can make more money by sending those jobs south of the border.
They go south and they exploit the Mexican workforce and that pickup truck. Some models are made in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Some models are made in Mexico. And that same truck that somebody's plopping down $40,000, $50,000 for, it could have been made in Mexico, where people make $3 an hour.
In fact, Hinton, the contract worker, says manufacturing is dead in the U.S.
There's no way we can bring it back because too much offshore is because of the corporate greed. Why pay somebody like me $30 an hour when you pay somebody $3 an hour, right?
On the other hand, the building itself has possibilities, says Jim Lighthizer, CEO of Chesapeake Real Estate Group.
It's an attractive, good-looking building, so I think the potential for that building to be released or sold to another operating company, a user with good paying jobs, is very likely.
Back at the UAW offices in Baltimore, Rob DiNatale, president of UAW Local 239, points to a blow-up photo of the old plant on Browning Highway, where GM landed in Maryland in 1934. Today, there's an Amazon distribution center there, and just last week, Amazon announced that it planned to add another 100,000 square feet to its Baltimore operations, bringing more of those $14 per hour e-commerce distribution jobs to Baltimore. That's less than half what Kip Hinton is making. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.